Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Thanksgiving week 2016. I'm Mike O'Mara. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're very happy to have you with us today. Hopefully, everybody is going to enjoy a festive holiday in the O'Mara household. Perhaps not.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no. What happened?
Insurance.
Oh, no. What happened?
To give you a very brief description of what I've gone through is over the last year, at some point, the fabulous people at my insurance company, Florida Blue Cross Blue Shield, which I have no problem telling you about, decided that even though it was not the amount of my premium, they would somehow credit my dental account, the account number, with the premiums that I was sending into them. Now, during this is months ago that this started happening.
All right.
So because of that, they were not receiving anything into the health insurance account that I was actually paying the premium for. A premium, by the way, of over $1,000.
We've documented that on the program. Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it.
Yes.
And the fact is, so this went on and on and on. This, on several occasions, because I had all the issues that I had, resulted in people saying they are not paying your medical bills. And so when that would come up, we said, well, why would that be? Well, it shows that you are not active. And it went back and forth, and it got resolved, and then it would happen again, and then it would get resolved again. The very
Was this
latest,
like on a monthly basis? So every month the payment would go in, it would be misdirected?
It would get fixed. We would call, we would send, resubmit a claim, and then it would get fixed, but... The funniest one of all was when Florida Blue Cross Blue Shield sent me two invoices. One invoice, we'll say for the purposes of argument, was in the amount of $8,000.
Okay.
The other invoice was a credit from the dental account of $8,000. The exact same amount. And imagine our amaze and all of it needed to be resolved by October 1. We made phone calls and finally said, we're just going to keep paying our premiums because no one's calling us back. So finally, I get a call from my bone doctor last week where I'm supposed to go and see him on Wednesday to plan next year's fun. And so I get a call and they said, we are not going to, I'm sorry, we can't see you. You're inactive on your insurance.
Oh,
I call and I said, I probably got 15 to 20 minutes on Friday into the call and finally hung up because the language barrier is so over the top down here that I can't do it anymore. I'm not sure who they're hiring, but who they're hiring, they are not capable. And I have dealt with plenty of people from all over the world, but I've never dealt with people where one of the things you'll find with a breakdown of people that don't speak English is numbers get really messed up. You'll say, I paid a premium of $1,129. They will come back to you and say, you paid $29. No, you didn't hear me and I hung up after about 15 minutes. In the meantime, Carla called the good people because our little Florida Blue company has office space in one of the most expensive retail developments that we have down here in South Florida. Call me crazy. I wonder how they can afford that.
They must have gotten a deal.
Har har, yeah. So we go over there and we meet with a very nice gentleman named Josh. And
Josh.
And
Ken
Josh says,
Bone.
We're here. We're here to help you. We'll get it resolved. And then... if anybody's ever checked in at an airport, if everybody ever has been sitting in an airport and dealt with the click, 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 it's 20 to 25 minutes of watching him click, 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 hum, hmm, click, 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 hum, hum. When I finally say, can you give us an update as to what's going on? He said, yeah, it looks like it's a kind of a mess. I said, yeah, it's your mess, though. By the way, I brought in two, count them, 2 years of bank statements.
Man.
2 years of money coming out of my account, highlighted. That's what I took 2.5 hours to do on Saturday morning. And
so
also,
in magical theory, to make it easier for him.
Oh, and I also broke out, thank you, Bank of America, broke out on my computer a 2-sheet of all the premiums that have been paid.
Yes. Mm.
And a bill pay printout from my automatic bill pay of the same numbers. Really didn't matter. He hardly looked at it. He didn't glance at it. You know why he didn't glance at it? Because he's got to send it to somebody somewhere else. Because they can't do dick at this place. Long and short, I was guaranteed that 3 weeks maximum, won't be any more than almost a month, they'll get it resolved. What does that tell me? If I drop dead or I decide, well, if I drop dead, it's all over anyway. If I fall down, if I break an ankle, whatever, I'm not covered by insurance. Thank you very much. So, we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm actually going to wait. And I would like to say to anybody in our listening audience, if you're a litigator, if you're an attorney, and you handle this type of stuff, or you know somebody that does, I'm flying blind because my guys that do legal work for me don't handle this kind of stuff. But I know there are a lot of ambulance chasers out there in the world that handle this type of stuff.
Saul Goodman.
But that was my entire Saturday is dealing with that.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Oh, by the way, I'm very optimistic that with things going the way they are, that it certainly won't get more difficult. I'm sure it'll get easier now. I'm really excited about
it. I know,
that.
Mike, that in the month of December, anytime you're dealing with a company like that, they're focused. Because it is the end of the year.
Oh,
and
by
the
way, the guy that dealt with me could not have been nicer. Could not, absolutely did not raise our stress level at all, but he couldn't do anything. And then that made me, and I think they might be trained to do that. I think they might be very skillfully trained to do that. Because we walked out and then I slowly began to think about it over the weekend. And as I thought about it, he gave me a letter saying that I'm covered and to send the premium to that. So here's the solution.
Hold it. You have a letter that says you're covered.
I have a letter that says I'm covered.
Okay.
But I'm not really covered. The fact is, he sent a letter that says they can file the claim, which if all things stayed the same as they are, would be denied, and then I'd be on the hook of it. That I'd be on the hook for it. So what does that leave me? That leaves me where I'm really probably not going to go see my doctor on Wednesday that I need to see because the fact is I don't think I'm covered for it. So that's the way that
goes. A couple things. One, the language barrier you spoke about, was it the language barrier that would be lechuga, pimienta, sal, or would it be a different country? Because it could be Latin, and as a Latin man, it's something that maybe I could help you with in the future because I'd be more than willing to translate.
It is really cute when he speaks Spanish, Mike.
By the way, I just lost the picture from you guys.
I could say la cocaína y la marihuana va en la cocina.
I think I would probably, if I was a guessing person,
yes.
I would probably say they are from south of the border down Mexico.
Okay,
way.
So okay. My people. Now, two, as far as your insurance is concerned, I really used to think that these type of investigative reports on the local television were all a scam and a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
But as of late, I've seen so many people go through similar situations like you on either Channel 5 or Channel 7
or
Channel
4. Do you watch Siete on your side?
Yeah, Siete on your side, Mike.
Siete on your side.
And I'll give you an example. They just had someone on that had a $12,000 Verizon bill. And when they went to the Verizon office, they said, can't do anything for you. You got to pay this. And they said, no. I emailed and canceled this 4 years ago. And then Siete on your side called and said, hey, what's the story? You know what they did? They credited that $12,000 and then credited the lady's account for her personal account. Well, they did it within 24 hours because they don't like TV cameras or the news calling them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. I'm going to see if they've got. That's a great idea.
I'm dead serious. That's no shtick. Yeah. Dead serious. Because what you have is such a compelling story where you're paying.
Yes, you have paid.
And they see it.
Yeah, I've paid it. I've got the materials to show that I paid. Oh, by the way, the only thing I will tell you financially is that currently there is a discrepancy. There's a discrepancy of over $2,000 in my favor. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you. So that was the...
The letter, Mike.
For all the people that... and the letter is just like...
I love... You know what?
The letter is you're on your own. We can say we can say you're insured, but you're really not. If they run the card, they're not going to do that. So the guy comes back to work tomorrow.
Okay.
I've had Saturday, Sunday, and I'll have Monday to think about. I'm going to have a chat with him. And by the way, when I mentioned the fact that would it, and I asked him as not as a threat, I asked him as somebody, you know, to get legal in there. He says, in the event that this goes to legal, it's out of my hands and it goes to a completely different, indicating to me that if I go the legal route with this, that things will slow down even more. They're trained to say that as
yeah.
well.
Do you feel,
I mean, this is the enemy. And if you, and, you know, Carly has a problem with me sometimes when I say we are going into an enemy environment.
Mm-hmm.
It is an enemy environment.
Well, sure. They want your money.
Make no mistake about that. And that is why, Pony, and you're the one I will say this to, buddy, let's get that revolution started, pal.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's get that. Let's get the revolution.
I'm ready.
Ashley, let's start the revolution, dear. We're going to do that. We need the young people. That's what we need. Start
hey,
the revolution.
You know who else is here for the revolution is Mac.
Mac, stay home. Thank you very much.
Mike, what are your affiliates down there? I'm going to try to help you out here.
TV affiliates, yeah.
The affiliates are
Telemundo,
Wink.
Okay,
and that's what Wink, that would be with a K.
I don't even know. I don't even pay attention.
What channels do you have down there?
The channel that I'm not getting on my monitor right now. I'm trying like hell. My TV's going squirrely, but
you know, in Fort Myers. I'll do it from there.
That's right.
Thank you.
Work backwards.
No, Oscar, don't get involved. Please don't get involved. I will handle this on my own.
Mike,
Thank you.
Like giving results, man.
I know you do, pal, but I mean, I've got other results that I'd like you to get that have nothing to do with my health situation. I'll handle that on my own, and I know that I will. But you know what? Going into the week where we give thanks, I just want to say thank you to Florida Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Say it again, Mike, and really mean it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, when you're at home and you're transcribing this show, for all our transcribers, please change the thank to the word.
Thank you. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
German has the only presence I want. Guns. Guns, so that the name of El Guapo will be hanging on everyone's lips.
He will be here, Guapo. But I think you would like your other presents, too. I have put many beautiful piñatas in the storeroom, each of them filled with little surprises.
Many piñatas?
Oh, yes, many!
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
A what?
A plethora.
Oh, yes. You have a plethora.
Jefe, what is a plethora?
Why, Guapo?
Well, you told me I have a plethora. And I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is. I would not like to think that a person would tell someone he has a plethora and find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora.
Forgive me, Guapo. I know that I, Jefe, do not have your superior intellect and education. But could it be that once again, you are angry at something else and are looking to take it out on me?
Like what, Jefe?
Could it be because you are turning 40 today?
No.
Could it be because Carmen chooses to sleep in her cell instead of with you? Why don't you just take her?
You do not understand women. You cannot force open the petals of a flower. When the flower is ready, it opens itself up to you.
When do you think Carmen will open up her flower to you?
Tonight, or I will kill her.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, you do too. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you by Lost My Name. I love reading to my little guy, and he loves being read it, too. I think he's not unusual that way. I love reading to him. And right now, I want to tell you about an incredible gift that I got from the good people at Lost My Name. And I urge you to do this for a little person in your world. What kid wouldn't love a personalized book about themselves? Thanks to Lost My Name, they can have it. It is so very cool. It's so easy to create the personalized book. Here's what they do. They take the letters of your sons, your daughters, your grandson, your granddaughter, your nephew, your niece. They take the letters of their name and they make a complete customized book for them, all based on the letters of the child's names. They follow the letters of the name throughout the book. They discover that the story is all about them. And if that doesn't light up a little guy, I have personal experience with this. You'll be blown away. It's so much fun. They follow the letters. It's truly magical. It's a keepsake that is perfect for baby showers, birthdays, and the reason I'm telling you right now, it makes a wonderful Christmas gift. Just go to lostmy.name. That's right. Now, it's a little confusing on the website. Remember that. It's lostmy.name. Okay, so lostmy, then dot, then name. That's the way it works. Enter your little one's name for a free preview of their story. Once again, that's lostmy.name. And enter the code TMOS at checkout for 10% off, plus shipping is free worldwide. Order now in time for Christmas. It's an amazing gift, and you're going to love it. Visit lostmy.name. That's not .com. That's .name, okay? So lostmy.name, and do it today. We would appreciate it. You're going to love this gift. I promise you that. It'll be fantastic. So how's your Monday going, everybody?
Awesome. Great.
Good. Wonderful. How are you, Rob?
Super. How you been?
I've been never better. Absolutely never better. I'm kind of peeking at you guys over this stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's funny to watch you, Mike.
It had to be a Monday like this. It's like, be a Monday. I don't want to be here anyway, to be honest. I want to be eating turkey right now. I want Thanksgiving to come now, right now. God damn it.
It's a few days away.
And it looks like it's so funny, Mike.
Okay, Taskmaster.
It looks like you're peeking over a wall at us, like you're sneaking into a baseball game.
Important to point out to our listening audience, when Oscar deals with Slacker Rob and Slacker Mike, if it was up to Rob and I, we would have taken off starting last Wednesday.
Right. To prepare the stuffing and everything.
I look back at my radio vacation schedule and the days that I would get. And by the way, I was waxing nostalgic about all the days off that I've had this year and all those magnificent days off. And I really haven't every time I've taken off. I don't consider getting somebody to put a scalpel in the side of me and cut me open. I just can't think of that like a vacation. But
no.
That's my time off. All of my time off has been related to that, and it's a bummer. And so I'm ready for this little holiday break. We've got family coming over tonight, and
whoa,
so
what family?
I want to got my niece Jessica and her whole family coming over.
Cool.
Her in-laws as well.
How does Jessica fit into the situation? I don't know of a Jessica.
Okay, both of my you mean you don't
Kathy's
know of a Jessica
daughter? Hello.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I just,
you know what,
it didn't click in for me. I didn't know.
Okay,
I didn't think
that's
of the name
right.
Jessica.
I mean, I don't know your nieces and nephews either, so that's fine. But the fact is that this, I'll get a little maudlin. I don't care.
Sure.
I mean, I have a new bond with my niece Jessica, who is my sister's only daughter. This is a bond you'll never give up. This is Jessica was in the room with me when my mom passed away, and so I mean, this is just now I've got a totally different feeling about them coming over, and we're really, really excited. And they have, because the contemporaries of my nieces and nephews are more Michael's contemporary. When they have kids,
right,
they're more connected to us than like the parents, where
yes.
My mm-hmm. siblings are who I should be socializing with. But no, because I have a 3-year-old, that's the way this rules. So it's very, very cool.
It's kid
and
time.
I'm looking forward to seeing her.
Family
it's kid time.
Time.
It's family time. But I don't know. I have this amazing, I guess it's called holiday fever, that I just want to get on with it, and that's kind of where I'm at. Even with insurance and things like that, I'm fine. I'm looking forward to the holidays. It's a good time, and they're coming over for a little toddy, and the kids are going to play, and I'm going to have a good time. And all we did yesterday was get ready for it, because we don't get that very often down here.
I'm extraordinarily bitter and not optimistic about my Thanksgiving.
Why?
Effective this weekend.
Why?
Because first of all, this is selfish, but I found out the kids have Wednesday off, and that pisses me off.
Why?
Hey, can I say one thing before
yes.
we go
yeah.
on, though, with our guy? We had a little issue with the computer. How savvy, really, and smart is Pony Boy?
Oh,
Matt
the best.
He's the absolute best.
He's just so perceptive about little tiny things that make a difference with computers, and I knew he was absolutely right, and he just had, it's great having computer guys. I mean, Oscar
yeah.
and Pony are both computer guys, Rob, and you're no slouch when it comes to knowing this stuff. It's just sometimes when I'm down here,
Pony can talk you through anything. He just
can be overwhelming.
He just can't have a conversation.
Yeah, that's basically it.
The thing about technical issues with me is I love the technology. I embrace the technology. Yeah. If I really thought about it, if you looked in front of me right now and you see how many cords are connected to different things, it truly, it might give me a nervous breakdown.
Well, no, if somebody walked in and didn't know what you do for a living, they think you're on a no-fly list.
Exactly. But you know what helps? And I credit this theory back to the best engineer we ever worked with, Dan Ryson. When you would walk into the rack room at WJFK, and that's where everything came together.
The rack
room. I said, Dan, how do you even look at that and not just soil yourself? He says, well, I can do it because I did it. I built it from wire one. And and that's what you've done down there. You built that system. Right. So even though it looks confusing to an outsider, you
were
there.
Would it be safe to say, as we pull back the curtain on our technological enterprise, I was reading in Esquire on my texture, I was reading an article about the good, what is great and what is bad right now, where we are as a society. One of the things was podcasts. That's one of the great things about it.
Agreed.
That there's so much access. We as podcasters have so much access to this vast community of people. Oscar, that may be why I think, you know, we have a metrics and all that and we measure, but I think overall there's just a lot of audience available to us. I think that's a real positive thing. And the great thing about people that are consumers is there's so much out there. Now, you got to weed through a lot of crap to get something that's entertaining, but I think it's why people get a fit with us and why our audience continues to grow, and that's very, very gratifying for us. With that said, and this is the truth, if you guys want to dispute me, that's fine. More of our technical issues come down to a wire. Cable.
That's it.
Than anything since we have done this podcast. If you said, what is your most common problem? Usually our most common problems are the easiest to fix. And that is a trip to the store to buy a cable and to replace it. But they go all the time, especially when stuff's being moved around. You know, it's crazy.
Mike, I had a dream not just 2 months ago that there was some sort of software that would give you alerts like they do in your car now when something's going bad.
Like a bad wire alert?
That would give you a bad cable alert.
Oh,
service
pod.
It would be a light, and it would be service podcast soon.
Yeah, yes. Service
I'll raise you one on
soon.
That, though. I'll raise you one on that. I don't think we're going to have anything plugged in 5 years. I think everything is going to be a wireless situation. I really do. I think that's the way it's going to go.
I think
down.
Rob will have at least one plug in him.
Yeah.
One plug in?
Well, at least one.
Oh, by the way, I think one of
it's going to save my marriage.
A Christmas gift that we're thinking about in the O'Mara household is a turntable. We're thinking really about
two turntables and a microphone.
Chad Dukes posted something about vinyl over, and that kind of like kicked me over into it more because I was thinking about it beforehand. I love the idea of having people over and taking a vinyl album and putting a stylus on it and having that playing.
What
in the
is
background.
The
why are you exasperated?
Because
by
he's going to be outvoted.
Because all we've done for years is heard these hipsters talk about how great vinyl was, and Rob being one of them.
I'm not a hipster because I never went away from it.
That's right. Rob Spiewak owns it. Rob Spiewak.
That's fine.
Rob Spiewak owns vinyl more than anybody in the state of Virginia.
Rob is one of the founding fathers of vinyl.
Well, okay? I mean,
saved his vinyl. Rob saved his vinyl. I mean, didn't you save most of your vinyl?
I've never thrown a record away. I have the first 45 I ever bought. I never went away from records. I mean, when they sort of went onto the downslide, and you know, in like 88 when CDs were replacing. Remember, there was that era where you could choose: do I want to buy an album? Do I want to buy a cassette?
Let's
do I want to buy
this
a CD?
Conversation for a second. Let's take a break because I want to continue this because we're all over the place here. But vinyl is something I would love to discuss and have a discussion about because I want to. I kind of understand where Oscar's coming from with the whole hipster thing when it comes to like audio quality. I'd love to talk about vinyl because a lot of people. This is a big deal this Christmas. A lot of people are talking about this.
Would you hold off on buying a turntable in case maybe someone wanted to buy you one for the holiday?
Oh, man, I just got turgid. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Hara Show. Hey, a special announcement for all of my D.C. area listeners. If you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out the Mike O'Mara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. I did it over the weekend. I actually did it on Friday.
Attaboy!
designed my own card. I didn't design it. I actually picked one of the templates at Vistaprint. Vistaprint is wonderful because they got an incredible deal right now on their holiday cards. It is so cool to put our code in there, which, by the way, is, let me make sure I've got it right here, TMOS50.
60. It's a new one this week. It's a new one.
Wait. That's, I just got mine. It was 50% up, and now they're making it 60. What the hell is with that?
You make a decent living. You're okay.
Come on. All right. Holiday time is busy time.
Mike, I'll call them about the 10. I'll call them about the 10.
Yeah, please do. This holiday card deal got even better. It's an amazing value. 60% off for those of you lucky enough to have waited. That's 50 holiday cards.
It's so organic.
For
it's
as low as $17.59. You know it's real. Now through Tuesday, December 6th, Vistaprint has a special Black Friday Cyber Monday deal. Just use our code TMOS60 at checkout. All quantity, styles, and stocks are 60% off.
Hell of
a
deal.
It's only good through December 6th, so act now. Well, I'm not going to say that. I waited.
Vistaprint,
I'm glad you waited. Congratulations. Vistaprint is more than just holiday cards. They've got personalized calendars, mugs, canvas prints, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. The 50% was guaranteed, too. They just made it 60% this week. All right, it's a better deal. You got it. 60% off. You want to get it? Visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom holiday card. Enter the code TMOS60 at checkout, just like I did TMOS50 on Friday. And that's TMOS60. And your savings are applied automatically. It's that easy. This offer is only good through December 6th. So go to Vistaprint.com. Remember TMOS60 to get your holiday shopping done today. After December 6th, I don't know. All bets are off.
Try that code with Blue Cross Blue Shield. See if it works.
Oh, that you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't be a dick to this guy, but I want to be a dick.
No,
yes.
No.
Just briefly, before we get back into your vinyl life and
records.
Yes. And Rob's founding fathers.
It's a holiday week. We're going to be all over the place. Okay. Is everything working today?
Everything is working, but I found you the number for the call for action Wink News line.
Sure, we'll help you.
All right, text it to me. Okay. Do not publicize it. Now everybody's going to be getting that line. You go, hello, my name is Michael Mirror.
And they are ready.
I got some coffee that didn't taste right.
And they are ready. They are ready to take your call.
That's right.
But in true Florida fashion, you can only call on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
What is it with you know what Florida's done? By the way, my guy from the insurance company rolls in on Tuesday. Mondays, well, then again, I got to give it to him. He was working on Saturday, which is not a fun job to work on on a Saturday. So getting back to this, so your other radio partner, Chad, posts this nice...
He's vinyl dukes now.
And listen, I'm a good salesman. Chad's a good salesman. You know that. We're both good salesmen. Chad puts it up there, and it's just kind of cool. This is in my mind what I picture. I picture a lovely, small, kind of retro table that's off to one side, and we have some company over, and I just put on, I just put an album on. I just love that. Or we put the little guy down, and as opposed to watching the magic box, Mrs. O'Mara and I take the little remote, just a little one that's got the speakers built in and everything. We put a little vinyl down. Here's where you dive into this, and you can spend thousands of dollars on a turntable. Here's the question I have for you, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Quality of... When you hear about the fact that the quality of vinyl is so superior that it actually sounds better, are you in that camp that you believe it sounds
better? I
think
it depends on the recording, and I've always been a big fan of hardware matching software. And let me give you an example. My jukebox was built in 1962, okay? If I find a 45 RPM record that was pressed anywhere from like 1960 to 1965, and I play it on that thing, I feel it sounds the way the producers wanted it to sound. Hey, do that again.
Oh, my God.
Pot me up.
Oh, my God.
But also, another example, an album I think that sounds better on vinyl than it does as a CD is one of your favorites, Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life, because it was designed to be played on that medium. Now, if you take an album I have that I don't like to listen to on vinyl is the Amy Winehouse album that has Rehab on it. I can't think of
Back, you gotta be
Back in Black, it's called. And because that was designed in a digital age. And so to put it on a record is almost like dumbing it down. Does that make any sense?
Can I? The only comparison I have to this, and just for full context.
Disclosure.
the vinyl movement started back up about 6 years ago when hipsters decided that, you know, they didn't want a digital download. They wanted the experience of listening to an album.
It was a retro thing.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were there at the forefront. That's absolutely true.
Never went away from it.
What was tough for me to get over with Dukes was that he railed against
CBS FM. I'm Dan Ingram.
He railed against these guys, as I did, for years, right? And now he just has made the turn and he's opened his eyes up and he's been very clear and he's been very honest about his hypocrisy when it comes to this. Now, I'm excited for
hypocrisy.
I'm excited for a friend that can really can discover a new hobby or a new passion. That's fine, right? I'm over the disgust.
What a good friend you are.
I
know that when you work with a guy all the time and he gets a passion and you just go.
Well, no. If we've been railing about the passion for 5-6 years, then it's kind of a turn. It's a U-turn, basically. Yeah. Right?
All right. See when I'm here. Go talk to me again, Oscar. So hello. Say hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hola. Konnichiwa. Ni hao.
Did I fix it?
You fixed it.
You did.
Yes, no more feedback.
Although I was growing to like it.
I fixed it.
That's a phonograph.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. Not a record player.
I fixed it. Well, I did. All right, go ahead.
So in that same vein, it's this, if I said, hey guys, let's watch Goonies, but let's really watch Goonies the way it was meant to be on VHS and not the digital download.
No.
That's the way I look at it.
Not the same comparison. Because by watching a motion picture on a VHS tape, it's already been dumbed down. The way to watch Goonies would be on film on a screen. That's the way it was produced.
Hey, Rob, do you know the right ones to buy? The right ones to buy?
The right turntables?
Yeah.
I know that if I were to get you one right now, I know what model I would get, and I would also probably buy you a static mat because it will dampen the sound a little bit, and maybe an upgraded cartridge.
Okay. All
right. But what happens, there is a Audio-Technica, which is I think it's Chinese, right. Makes a pretty good knockoff.
What about Technics?
Techniques is good if you want to spend about $8,000.
Really? Yes. Oh, that's nice. What my dad has.
The Techniques, the 1200.
Rob, isn't Techniques like the top of the line?
That's and if you can find them anymore.
That's the last thing I want.
That's what he has in his office in mint condition.
The 1200?
I got to hawk that.
Tell him I'll give him $80 cash for it.
He just told me it was worth $8,000.
That's exactly why I need you to tell him.
Who has the Techniques?
My papa in his office.
He's got a Techniques turntable that still works?
This is the deal with my dad. Anytime he bought something nice, we were never allowed to touch it, right? So he kept in his office for the past...
My dad, God bless him, I tell you. I'm all for your father, but man, I reflect on my old man. Nothing could be further from the truth. God, did he let me beat the crap out of his stereo system when I was growing up.
Really?
Baby DJ. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I bet
yeah.
you played a Techniques 1200 when you were a club jock.
Yeah, I did. I remember they were all Techniques mm-hmm. turntables.
So he has that on top of his stereo system that is, I would say, for all intents and purposes, mint condition because no one ever touched it except for him.
Put it on
eBay.
Do
the retro ones like get money on auctions and stuff like that?
Oh, God, yeah. As a matter of fact, I think Techniques last year did a limited run of 1,000 more because they don't build them anymore. And they were selling for like $7,000 or $8,000.
Why are they so expensive?
Because they are rare. They and as Mike said, many of them had the crap beat out of them when they were being made.
Yeah, and they, incidentally, back in the day when we did use them, they were the best because
top of
they
the
were
line.
Durable and they sounded the best. Mm-hmm. And that made a big difference.
What
and
are you going to do when little Michael scratches your first record?
I don't care. I'm fine with that because I scratched my dad's records too. I had terrible scratches on records that my dad would let me. There was this record he got of a parade that had like all the different countries represented.
Yeah.
Like France and Russia, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. Uh-huh. And I loved listening to the marches as a kid, and I would just scratch the crap out of it. He didn't care.
The Audio-Technica has a decent knockoff of the 1200. When you look at it, at first glance, you'll think it's what you used in the club.
He was easier on the kids than he was on my mom when I really think about it. You know, I could scratch the crap out of his records, but God forbid she made a runny blueberry pie. Holy ass. No, the opposite. If she made it too thick. Yeah. My dad could be a bit of a food dick sometimes. You know,
that's no.
When I think back about it a little bit, there were moments where he was an amateur gourmet, kind of
yes.
like Rob and I yeah. do the same thing. But he would be, mealtime was not always like super happy in my house because it was too much import was put on food a little
bit. It was tense.
It was a little bit tense, and like my dad liked things his way. I used to like be really relieved to go to my grandmother's house and have some like real food. You know what I mean? So we wouldn't
this
have
souffle is all wrong.
It was we came home. We came home one day from
Jesus
going out.
Mary. Are we out of coriander?
You were there. The thing is, we came home one time and he was in the house on a Saturday afternoon, and we walked in and he tried to make chocolate mousse, and there was like. Yeah, with real chocolate, like blocks of chocolate.
Oh, where you have to melt it on a double boiler.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It looked like somebody shot buckshot all over the kitchen walls.
Oh,
it was just,
God.
He'd like put something in a blender and totally trashed it.
Mike,
and all that.
Google
yes.
Macintosh turntable. And it's not Macintosh as in Apple. This is just a high-end turntable that Ponyboy just put me on to.
Yeah, Macintosh. They make stuff that...
Amazing stuff.
It's incredible, but
the turntable
like
is
5K.
I was going to say, in
thousands. 5,000.
Yeah. There's another, there is one that
Thank you, Rob.
You won't be getting that one. There is another one on Facebook that I will look into that is a very simple, and it kind of is what you described, just a pared down, it's a record player that plays at two speeds, and it is a very elegant looking, sort of almost like an IKEA look, and it is belt driven. The belt is actually outside the mechanism, so you see the belt turning the platter. I want to look into that. The one thing that, and this is an analogy I love, and it's your buddy Tab Patterson, Mike, who said it.
He
said, a CD is like a photograph, but an album is often like an oil painting. And you lose a little bit of the top end, a little bit
See,
of the
like
bottom
end. I like all that stuff. I'm fine. I like the idea of just soft lighting, putting down a...
What albums would you buy first?
Oh, God, that's incredible.
I know. I can think of a couple. I would think, like, is it The Roar of 74? That's one of your... And Big Swing Face.
No, I wouldn't immediately
your favorite
go with the
buddies.
Buddy Rich, because I'm so... I beat the... here's the way my mind goes. I beat the crap out of those albums so totally.
Right.
Yeah, but I'll probably try to acquire some of the... No, Big Swing Face would probably be the first. Or Live at the Shays would be the first one. Yes, Oscar.
Is that the one your dad has?
Yes.
It's not a 1200.
Not a 1200.
Though. But it's beautiful, and it's a wonderful... And it's still worth a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the one I... Every time I walk in his office, he's just sitting there with one record on there, and he's playing his records when he's back in town. But that's when he's back in town.
Leave my office now, Oscar.
Oscar,
I am listening to this.
I won't be there for Thanksgiving. But
oh, is
how is the
coming?
Techniques? No, he's coming in the day before
he's
Thanksgiving.
In?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So he says.
When we come back, we'll take a break. When we come back, I will tell you, we'll discuss all of our Thanksgiving plans, including the left turn that mine took just a short time back.
Mine too, actually, to be honest.
We received an invitation, and you will never guess who I am going to be breaking bread with on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Throughout history, great men and women have had a little extra. Extra personality. Extra spunk.
I hate spunk.
And even extra hilarity. They've even had, let's just say, a little more to love. Thanks to those that have given us pleasure.
Bakery, pies, pizza, hamburgers, hot dogs, milkshakes, chocolate, chicken tacos, taffy,
it's There's a place for us. That's why there's a TMOS, ladies and gentlemen, of Larger Carriage fan page. Follow us on Facebook today. And Gary Stein, if you're listening, we'd buy a t-shirt. But you don't have any in our size.
What the heck?
What in the name of God was that?
When I got that promo, I looked out my window to see if the pot cloud was still in the sky. It looked like they had just chosen a pope. No, that's another one from Jim Amato. Thank you, Jimmy.
Was that a promo for the fan club?
Though there is a just as there is a whiskey page, a beer page, and a wine page, there is also a Mike O'Mara's show fan page for gentlemen and women of larger carriage.
Oh, no. Are you kidding
me? And it's been around for a while, but I think they're just putting the...
Melon's big and tall.
They're going to love that they're gonna love that sponsor we got last week.
The brand new Hindenburg line.
Very excited. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you or your company are hiring, you want to find the best candidates, and you want to find them fast, and you want quality, but posting your job in one place ain't going to get you there. Let me tell you about it. ZipRecruiter.com. They know how to do it because you can post your job on all the top job sites, and you can do it easily. 100-plus top job sites, even social media, Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Who knows? Maybe people at the highest office in the land might be using ZipRecruiter.com right now. He's got a lot of positions to fill. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails or bothersome phone calls to your offer. Oh, bother!
Bother!
ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses, and right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. So the original plan for Turkey Day, and we are doing part of it, is we'll be up at about 7:30 in the morning taking meals down to less fortunate folks all over the area. We do this year, by the way, according to the main man at our little church-a-roo, said 6,000 people will be fed this year on Thanksgiving.
Not for nothing. Awesome. I really admire you guys for doing that because the volunteer aspect
it's
of
huge.
That, that's the backbone of it. And when you think about that, 6,000 people?
6,000 people.
It's crazy,
they have,
man.
They have people that are working right now as I speak that are, you know, we had the blessing of the turkeys, and it was great because my kid was with me in church yesterday, and they wheel out this turkey. It's so good for kids, you know, little thing. They wheel out the turkey. They have four turkeys. It's a ceremonial blessing of the turkeys, and he's got
and
the turkey.
They're not live, to be clear.
They're not
clear.
Live. No,
okay.
They're dead and cooked.
Okay.
And they've got a, they've got the guy that does it, that wheels them out, has this giant turkey hat on, and Michael was like, that was the only part we actually brought him into church with us. It was the only thing he really focused on.
Well,
you know, like,
how long has Jimmy been running things at your church? Because that really sounds like something Jimmy Cerrito would do.
It could have been Jimmy. And what's cool, because the pastor at the church will put a little of the squeeze on people a little bit, because, you know, now you got the full room, right? Because everybody's back from all their... So how many people this year will be participating in our Feed the 5,000 program? And I get to put my hand up.
It's like, oh, that's awesome.
You know, and then you see the people that are kind of nervous because they're not. It's going to be great.
Is this the biggest event charity-wise? I know the church does stuff throughout the year.
Yeah, going away. This is the big one. They have a thrift shop and a soup kitchen and all that. But
that's awesome.
This is the biggie that they do. Yeah, it's great. It's become our Florida Thanksgiving tradition. Then we were just going to go to Cocoonville and have the three of us have a little turkey dinner, and that was it. We weren't going to cook at home because nobody's coming in. But then we got an invite. We will be going to the judge's house.
Hey!
The
swanky.
Judge's invite is swanky. Yes, oak paneled walls, Oscar, and a big gavel when you walk in.
Have you back to the chambers? I'll allow it, but I've got my eye on you, mister.
We'll allow that.
Leave your name at the gate.
Now, is
please,
it?
See me at the bench. See me at the bench and bring stuffing.
There is a, when you're talking about Thanksgiving dinners, there are those that eat at like noon. There are those that eat at like 2, 4, or 6. What time are you going to break bread?
Our presence has been requested at 1 p.m., which would probably mean a 2 or 3 din-din.
That's
and
nice.
So that's cool. And another couple's coming over, and she's all about my little guy, kind of in a grandmotherly way. So it's going to be very cool. And the judge's wife, she's terrific, too, and she likes our kid. We're really kind of selective. If we have Michael in tow, we don't want to go to a social event because there are a lot of people that get so down here. These are two couples.
And I think that's a product of your current neighborhood, but your friends outside of that, like the judge, they love family.
They're into it, and well, this is going to be fun. And
they know you, and they know what to expect. It's not like you're bringing him into a hostile environment.
But the best thing of all about the judge and me getting together on the Thanksgiving
cocktails?
Will be glug, glug, glug. Thank you very
nice.
Much.
Nice.
I know it's not going to be a dry Thanksgiving.
What are you going to bring him?
Aspirin. It was requested that we bring the stuffing, so we're going to bring the stuffing. I'm making a chestnut stuffing.
Classic.
And we've got the fixings for that. And Carla's actually roasting our own nuts this year, which is going to be
in my pants.
Some may say she's been doing it all year.
Thank you very much. She's she did it Saturday night.
Oh no!
Hey.
Yeah. Well, we just had a little discussion on the way home, a little tiff. you know.
Oh, wait, home? You were out?
We went to the little Indian money sucking factory.
Oh, the bad place. Yeah.
And then we had a little tiff on the way home.
I love when they go there after he says we're never going back.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We always go back.
What,
we like it.
Was you know? The tiff?
Where else can you spend $150 in 4 minutes and leave angrily? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so the tiff happened after
as we
a
were
bad
coming
day.
Home.
As a bad,
after we were
bad
coming
day.
Home. I was a dick. I was a dick.
What? You? No
you
way.
You might be really surprised at this, that I was a bit of a dick, yeah.
Well, she I know that that's play. Rare for you, especially in a casino.
Yeah, she wanted to play, and I thought she wasn't lucky, and she wasn't showing a lot of luck, and I was really vocal about it in a dickish
you
way.
You called her, like, unlucky?
I called her unlucky.
Oh,
and,
no!
Well, no, that's even nicer. I'm soft-pedaling it. But on the way back, she was very angry, and justifiably so, because I behaved like a silly little ass. And then the only thing that saved me was that on the drive back, she was driving back, and she gave me what I used to do to the kids on the school bus. Glad I didn't get sued. The school bus driver treatment coming up to a stoplight where we were going back and forth. And it was like, ba ba ba, ba 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 ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And we came up to a stoplight, and I didn't see that it was red, and she did,
oh.
And she angrily hit the brake, and because I did not have the proper harness on me, I was not wearing my seatbelt, I was like, you know, this hip problem has made me a bit of a rag doll, and I'll be honest with you, and so she hit the brake, and I kind of went forward and wrenched my back, and that's when it was not a pleasant
not
evening.
Not so
was-
hard.
Always forgiven. Always forgiven on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, on Saturday too, but always forgiven. But it was
did
just,
she
it was
did she get her satisfaction? Were you instantly forgiven as soon as she wrecked you in a car?
Yes.
That was the revenge she wanted?
No, because
Raggedy Mike. Yes.
She did a couple of FMLs, you know, where because I was sitting there and she knew that she'd done it, and I you know, but I did not if you're asking me as to whether I immediately achieved the higher ground, no, my dickishness had had cemented me as the low ground person for that evening's altercation, and then everything was forgiven. By Saturday night, we kissed and made up and went to Betty Bye and had a beautiful Sunday. We really did.
Oh, that's Mike. Could you clarify a few things? One is how
I really don't like to when these discussions come up, Oscar, but I'll try to do my
best. I think this is a public service for our listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know the kind of people that are getting that public service. Let me just tell them all to lick it.
How does someone look unlucky?
Yeah. Did you ever use the word jinx?
Here's the way. You know that what I do. You both have been around me. You know how this works. You know that it is not a rational endeavor.
You shoo us away when we're around you. We don't really get to hang.
You know.
Unless we show up and things turn better, then you cannot leave.
Because I'm not rational about it, and I don't think clearly about it, and I'm not smart about it, and I have thoughts about it, and I also, call me crazy, I think I'm as American as apple pie when I don't like to lose, okay? And I don't like to lose fast because, for me, it's all about the action. And as both of you know, with my means, the action used to be in a different zip code
yes.
than it is currently. And so, because of that, when you are limited in what you can do, your fun can end very quickly. And when that happens, I get pissed because I'm prepared emotionally and mentally to lose something. I'm not prepared, but I'm prepared for it to last a good, so I can have the amusement for a while.
Right.
And maybe win. Once in a blue moon, you win. But the thing is, I was very frustrated. And so,
it's understandable.
And then towards the end of this, and it's becoming evident that the fun is going to end.
How long were you at the bad place total?
14 hours.
No,
we were there an hour, maybe an hour and a half, you know, something like that.
Ooh, that's not a very long stay.
No, it was a terrible run. It was a terrible. And as I'm becoming well aware of that it's ending, that is when, and normally Carl and I will hang together. Maybe you guys have seen this, where we'll sit together and she'll just chat and she'll have her little, Ultra, Michelob Ultra.
Sure.
And she lets me kind of hang there and play. And she likes watching it and it's good enough for her. But occasionally she likes to get on the machine herself. And she wanted to get on the machine towards the end of the evening. And I was like little brat boy because I was losing and I knew we were going to lose. And so then when she did lose, it was it was just it was game over. And I was I apologized immediately, but it was not good enough because of my demeanor. And I deserved what I got. I don't know if I deserved
when you cut into
the windshield of the automobile, but I deserved. I deserved, you know, what I got.
When you laid into her.
Well played, Carlo. Well played.
Did she look surprised?
What did I? What, about what? About,
well, no.
You talk about the eyebrows.
No.
Almighty, don't pray.
No,
the
no.
eyebrows have normalized.
Good.
I could bring her. She's not here right now. She's left me. No, she
walked
she's
into
not,
a door.
She's not here right
she
now.
She went to go buy new luggage.
I could. They've normalized.
Good.
The eyebrows have completely.
But the
normalized.
Thing I wanted to ask, I just want to put this, and it's all on me, Carla. I was the one who brought it up. Rob with two B's. But I do want to bring this up. Don't you think part of that situation is on her after knowing you as long as she has?
Rob, what are you doing?
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, we don't screw with him when he's gambling.
That's Carla's brain right now. That's Rob Spiewak that said that. Absolutely not, Rob. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very
All
much.
Right.
No, no.
I was only playing devil's advocate to totally put her in the clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
That's Rob that said that, honey. That's,
and I was just floating a theory out there to totally clear you, Carla. What a jerk Mike was.
That's right. I was a jerk. This is me. This is me talking. As far as what she heard, this is what she heard.
That's right.
That's what she heard from me. That's exactly what she heard. I just like sometimes when I get a laugh from one sound effect, I move on to another one that's really not not related at all. Okay, how about this one? Hey, here you go. I just like hearing Ashley laugh sometimes. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'll stop that.
But everything is fine now.
Better now. Much better.
Oh, everything is fine. And, you know, I really look forward to the holiday. The only thing that's not fine is what I open the show with. And I will tell you how terrifying in a way, but more or less just beaten down you feel when you do the right thing and you do what you're supposed to do. And because people that are in a much bigger world, like an insurance company, because they screw up, you are the one that suffers. And I'm not sure where I am with that, but I'm feeling like I need to get some satisfaction. I'm feeling like I need to, you know, the fact of the matter is, in the situation, if it goes out all the way, I'm going to be sitting here dealing with this for 3 weeks. And I have stuff that I need to get taken care of. And I have paid a tremendous amount of my income to these people over a year, and they are not living up to what the agreement said they should live up to, and that is why I'm a little bit frustrated. And you know what? You call a doctor's office, and they don't help you.
No.
Because they're not going to understand, because it's not the local doctor. It's a behemoth where they go, nope, sorry. The machine tells me that I can't have you come in here and cover you. It's very, very sad. So I'm going to get by that, but at the same time, with everything I've been through, you know, there's nobody that's more diligent about me as far as getting stuff taken care of with that. And when it's documented, the most frustrating thing is when you write it all down and you come armed with printouts of everything and you highlight it and you show it, and it's not even glanced at because they don't care. They ultimately don't really care.
Do you know
care.
What it's reminiscent of to me, Mike, is when we were let go from CBS. Mm-hmm. And really, when you and I had our first talk about it on the phone day of, one of us said, and I don't even remember which one, I said, the only thing we ever did is everything they told us to do. And that's when you really feel frustrated, when you know that you have crossed every T and dotted every I and done everything within your power, and even reached out to do stuff that isn't in your power, and still no satisfaction.
One of the great
things about, frustration.
One of the great things about our listeners and what we do on this show is the fact that we do kind of control our own fate. And when you are in a system where you're the little guy and you feel as though there's nothing you can do to fight the big guy, that's a really, really weird space mentally to be in. And I feel for everybody that has it a lot worse than I do out there. You know, I really do. It's very, very frustrating, you know, and it makes you want to it makes you want to give up, but you don't give up. You keep plugging.
No, you got to. You call for action on the Wink News hotline.
That's right.
At 1-800-795-9465, but only between 11 and 1, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
That's right.
You know what? Absolutely.
So you're going to miss Matlock, but
I'll look into that. I'll research that.
I will send you the link. Mike, I have
Send him the wink.
But on a good note, when we went out to get the stuff for Thanksgiving and for the family coming over tonight, a tremendous food orgy at the Costco. Really, we went yesterday.
Me too. And it's amazing, isn't it?
Well, with you, it's just picking the day you don't go, isn't that?
But normally, because I'm not.
Isn't it like 4 minutes from your front door?
It is the closest food retail establishment to my home. Much harder to go to a 7-Eleven for me than it is to go to a Costco.
And when you say me too, like you're surprised.
Well, I am, and let me tell you why. Because
everyone went yesterday.
I know, and that's why I was
Costco.
I felt like a rube that Carrie sucked me into going on to the Sunday before Thanksgiving because the time to go. Is 1:30 on a Tuesday. That's when it's quiet. That's when you should go. But when you go 1:30 on a Tuesday, Mike, they're not sampling. That's the deal.
They sampled more than any Costco I have ever seen. At one point, and by the way, Fat Man's not eating the samples, okay? Fat Man, who was down again this week. Thank you very much. Thank you. Not eating the samples. My kid was sitting in the cart, and next to him were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 samples that he had. He had a piece of chocolate, rice pudding, pumpkin pie, and they had stuffing. They had a sample of stuffing that they were giving him. And, you know, and by the way, people line up, especially the elderly.
Why didn't he have 5?
Because he would taste something and he wasn't really into it, and Carla wouldn't, you know, there wasn't trash. They ought to have more trash receptacles
In
the Costco.
Like, wherever there's a trash receptacle, there's no room for another shopper.
They
have to make room for people.
So he was next to this, and then, we put that in there, and it was just great. I was watching that, and a couple of them had the limes. Like, for example, rice pudding. They were 8 deep at the rice pudding. That's what people want. People want rice pudding in America.
I was almost ashamed when we offloaded onto the conveyor belt and the amount of little paper cups that were in the bottom of my cart. Because you eat
so you put them in the bottom of your cart.
And then I throw them away.
You're that guy.
Like a savage.
But then I throw them away. You just said there's no trash can. Where should I put them? In my pocket?
You should eat the rice pudding at
the We didn't have rice pudding. We had blueberry chocolate crumble.
Oh, my God. Even your Costco is fat.
Line
and you know where
day.
I go? You know what
Line
I do, Pony?
The day.
I go to my Costco with a woman who loves me.
Oh don't be mean.
Oh,
to
that
him.
Is so cruel.
It is.
He's got miracle.
Hey, yeah, before we go to break,
on him right now. Can you find him?
Oh, before we go to break, did I tell you guys that?
What?
Did I tell you that was the one line I played that card?
What?
They busted after, 2 days after the election when I went to Cocoonville, and they'd gone from being kind of like, hey, how you doing? How you holding up? To meaner, to really kind of meaner. And do you know what I said? I wasn't directing it at anybody in particular, but I'd had enough, and I was pissed. This was my only moment of real petulance during the whole time.
Yes.
And I looked at, there were table like 12, 13 of these dudes, and they're all sitting there. I'm like going, all the elections in the world won't make my wife get any uglier.
Oh, my God.
I said it.
God.
God is my witness. God is my witness.
Whoa.
Right there. Good night, boys. See you later. All right. Go home to Cal Central.
Who's a winner? Mikey's a winner.
I'm a winner. Look at her. God damn you all to hell.
He's just Nero.
We'll take a break.
Watching the entire place burn down.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need.
Hey. TMOS's quietest intern, Vincent, here again to talk to you about Amazon. Have you started thinking about holiday gifts? Or how about a birthday present for that nephew you see once a year? No?
That's a new one!
Come on! It's not going to work. We can't have our quietest intern do the Amazon spot. It's too important to me. He's got to have more energy. All right, play it again. God, how many? God, they protest so many things on that.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Hey. TMOS's quietest intern, Vincent, here again to talk to you about Amazon. Have you started thinking about holiday gifts? Or how about a birthday present for that nephew you see once a year? No? Me either. But there's good news. With Amazon, it's never too late. Amazon offers next day shipping to make sure all your gifts arrive as soon as you need them. Just visit MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or follow the Amazon link from the show's homepage. Every purchase benefits the show at no added expense to you. So what are you waiting for? Shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show today and buy everything you want. But on second thought, screw that nephew. He's such a brat.
See?
See what?
It's a nice contrast.
He's
from
so sweet and
from
nice.
The rest of us.
It's a soft sell, Mike. A soft sell.
Maybe if I was in the studio. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Texture. This time of year, everyone is traveling, but you can't shove all your favorite magazines into your carry-on bag. Can you? No. Yes, you can. Let me tell you why. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. It's the new app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. I use Texture. You're going to love it. Texture is searchable, so you can mark what you like, check out back issues, view bonus video content. Texture even curates articles and magazines just for you. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now,
it's a great time.
At texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Why on earth would you subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you could have all of the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? Let me tell you something. Magazine content, I am a magazine addict. Mm-hmm. I love reading articles in magazines. Some of the greatest writing in America is found in our magazines, folks. Please get involved with it. It's great. Since Texture is entirely digital, it's environmentally friendly as well. You won't have stacks of magazines in your house. Plus, you can share Texture with the whole family. That makes it even more cost-effective. Here's what I want you to do. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. texture.com/TMOS.
News.
Anybody watch the AMAs last night? Anybody?
American Music Awards.
Still owned by Dick Clark.
Yes.
Yeah, but I did not watch. No, no.
Justin Bieber won 4 American Music Awards last night, including Favorite Pop Rock Male Artist and Video of the Year. That gives him a total of 12. That puts him in the top 10 of AMA winners. He is tied with Willie Nelson.
I can see the similarities.
For 7th place on all-time list. Justin wasn't there, but he did Let Me Love You via satellite from a show in Zurich, Switzerland. Hope he's not walking off the stage there. Justin was he was upstaged by his ex, Selena Gomez, who delivered a really passionate and emotional speech after winning Favorite Female Artist, which I watched, and I saw that, and I watched her speech, and it was kind of touching. Normally, I'm
She's
not somebody
sweet.
That does, I don't do the whole poor, pitiful me, I'm so famous, you've made my life difficult, but this is a child star who I think has been pretty scrutinized since she was a teeny
Did
tiny
kid. Did she apologize
kid.
For Spring Break?
I like Spring Break.
The movie?
Spring Break forever.
You know what about Selena Gomez?
I got a Glock. I got an Uzi. I got gold teeth. Spring Break.
I think
really kind of an unbelievable plot line, though. Oscar does have a bit of a point.
I was taken from today's headlines, I thought. Yeah. No, but I think the reason
those girls
Selena
with the ski masks aren't going to be able to wipe out the whole gang of drug dealers.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Not
please.
Work that way.
Please.
I mean, they'd be lucky to get a kill shot off on the guy that was on the deck.
Spring Bride.
Give me a break. Spring Bride.
Selena Gomez did look like she was genuinely thankful to her fans. Everyone gets up there and thanks their fans, yeah. But there was a sincerity to it. And I hope that she's turned things around and she's doing okay, because it was a good speech.
She was very talking about how she had to take a break and she walked away from it for a while. And then she went on to say she's better now. I'm so happy. Anyway, here's somebody. Well, she said she was broken inside, Rob.
Yes,
that's what
I understand.
She said.
I understand.
Speaking of broken inside, Mariah Carey is going to have she'll have to fight a little harder for that $50 million she says she wants from her ex-fiance, James Packer. TMZ says Packer walked away from the negotiating table telling Mariah they were never married and he owes her nothing.
Wow. Never married.
True story.
Mariah claims she deserves the money because she uprooted her life to be with him, and the distress over being dumped caused her to cancel the South American leg of her tour.
Oh, no. But that'll free her up to come on to NBC and sing that song again this Christmas.
Oh, dear God.
I want for Christmas is
she
you.
She claims Packer dragged her to business meetings with important people, thinking her presence would help him seal the deal. I own a podcast that is worth nothing, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you this right now. If he brings Mariah Carey to impress me, I'm not going to be impressed. Thank you very much.
When he said presence, did he mean like the fact that she's there, or her presence as her breasts, as her two presents?
By the way, when I say I own a podcast that's worth nothing, it's not really worth nothing.
It's worth at least two sweater kittens.
Thank you for Mariah Carey joke.
Hey, look who's come out to play.
Yeah, so she's upset. She's very. I can
seal this deal. You want to touch one of them? You want to touch one of them right now? Thank you.
Oh, I dropped my laser pointer.
Because I love it when certain celebrities go the opposite direction of what I think they should go. This is a cool story, even though I am not a fan of Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
I tried to get her on the show, and she said no, and that's when I turned on her. Everybody loves Ellen DeGeneres, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, maybe not everybody. Kathy Griffin has a new book called Celebrity Run-Ins, where she says Ellen has, quote, a mean streak that everyone knows about.
Wow.
Now, is Ellen really leaving her show, right, to go, hawk that skincare line? That's what I heard. She claims that Ellen once had her kicked out of a backstage dressing room at the Emmys, even though she can't prove it. Well, if you can't prove it, then you probably... Oh, come on, Kathy. Give me a break here. She also says she's been banned from the Ellen show since 2006, and she's not cool with this. Here's her quote. My issue with Ellen is simple. You know, the guys in comedy are so good about sticking together. I feel sad that women don't support each other the way the guys do. Joan Rivers and I would talk about this all the time. Patriarchy pits us against each other. But she's encouraged by the younger generation like Amy Schumer and Lena Dunham because, quote, they've got production companies and they're getting stuff done. I don't know.
She's not leaving her show. She just confirmed.
Oh, Ellen is going to say?
Yeah, I just looked it up.
And also, I don't know that's the banning as much as the fact that Kathy Griffin does not fit on the Ellen show. It would just be a weird booking.
Yeah, but Anderson Cooper loves her.
Yeah. Oh, it's almost time for their New Year's Eve show. It's always
Anderson
fun, right?
Anderson Cooper, who at one point was in my top 10. How fast they fall. We found out that the Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was estranged from his whole family after his brother Jordan let the cat out of the bag while he was on The Bachelorette earlier this year. Now, this is the only thing I don't have in this story for you. I don't have the reasons for the estrangement. But anyway, apparently it might have something to do with his girlfriend, Olivia Munn.
Oh.
Who he started dating in May of 2014. Now it sounds like it's even more serious. A new story on Bleacher Report says he hasn't even spoken to his family in 2 years. Since December of 2014, and the Christmas presents his parents sent him and Olivia that year were returned to them in February. That's not all. He won't give his immediate family members his cell number. He was supposed to be a groomsman at the wedding of a longtime friend, but he texted the day before that said he couldn't make it. He didn't go to his grandfather's funeral, even though there was a time when he called that grandfather before every game that he played.
Weird.
And his family also got the message that they weren't welcome in Green Bay. If Aaron's father wants tickets to see his son play, he'll either order them himself on StubHub or get them through another player. Aaron hasn't commented. A couple things.
Because you watched The Bachelor. Yeah,
Jordan Rodgers was The Bachelor on ABC's hit show, right?
Right, right.
And during that filming, and mind you, they edited it so it's dramatic the entire time, and they made him look like a douchebag. I got inside information just last night that he's not a douchebag, Jordan Rodgers. He's actually a nice guy. The only thing I can think of, Mike, and this is complete. This is I'm just guessing.
Sure,
is that the one common thread between all these hyper, really successful athletes is that everybody asks for money all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and if that's an issue, which I'm not saying it is. If that's really an issue, that can ruin a relationship, and we all know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if there's more coming on that, but that's fascinating and sad. Also, I hate to see that.
And he was also embarrassed, Aaron Rodgers, and this is a fact, that his brother went on The Bachelor and used
trading on his name.
The Rodgers name.
Yep. I do remember that. Yes. Yeah.
Here are some 5 Thanksgiving stats for all of you. Number 1, women prefer white meat and men prefer dark, mm-hmm. but it's pretty close for both. 57% of women say they go for white meat, while 51% of men said they prefer dark. That might be a health thing. Number 2, 40% of Thanksgiving dinners will have a kid's table, but at a third of those, at least one adult will end up sitting. kids. And 100% of those adults will be called Nameberry. That's a pumpkin pie because it's so delicious.
It's delicious. I want to have some of that. Oh, no, I have whipped cream in my pants. Nameberry.
I've got it right now. That's great. Sitting at the kids' table because that's where he belongs. Yeah.
He's Nameberry. The electric knife has loving taken up three of his fingers.
Moving right along, 12% of us are doing a Friendsgiving where you eat with friends instead of family. That's me. I'm in that.
Yep.
8% of us are planning to have Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant. And two topics we'll be avoiding at dinner are money and politics. 28% said talking about finances should be off limits, and 30% said politics should be. But about 25% of us expect to talk about the election anyway. I would imagine it'll probably come up. That's just the way it goes.
Usually after three drinks. About, yeah. What do you say?
Yeah. A little something, something. 64-year-old Linda Poplowski walked into a Dollar Tree in a strip mall last week in Kent, Washington, just outside of Seattle. She was angry because all the shopping carts were being used.
Oh.
So she told an employee she was taking her business elsewhere, and she left. But then, and this is where it always goes bad in these stories, she came back.
Oh.
She threatened to burn the place down.
Oh, no.
Then she walked over to the greeting card aisle, and she started a fire.
Oh, no.
Before she left, she walked back up to them and told them that the store was on fire. So they tried to put it out, but they couldn't.
Oh, no.
Luckily, no one was hurt. This lady was upset because of shopping carts. Listen to what happened. The fire spread to five other stores. It destroyed the entire strip mall. 75 firefighters responded, and it took about 24 of them to put it out. The good news is it wasn't hard to track Linda down because Linda apparently never even left the parking lot. She was, I think, maybe trying to take pictures of the fire. And we also know now that if you want to burn up an entire strip mall, always start with a greeting card.
Green card.
Yeah, they'll go up like kindling. Yes, sirree. That's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more of the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello? Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I wanted to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about putting cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies.
Uh-huh.
But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Mike O'Mara Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm going to go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lyft. Do you know about Lyft? Do they teach you that here? Let me tell you about that, okay?
Brad.
Lyft, L-Y-F-T. That's an app that gets you a ride in minutes, on demand 24-7. When I was up there in Washington, D.C., and I was enjoying that fabulous weekend of fun with the Mike O'Mara Show, I was all over the city of D.C. with my Lyft app. It was fantastic. You can download the app, request a driver, and they show up an average of 3.5 minutes. Now, that is fast. Every Lyft driver is fully vetted through their 10-point safety standard, which includes DMV and criminal background checks, so you know you're safe. Not only are you safe, they're some of the most friendly people in the world. You have great conversations. One of my pleasures up there, seriously, and I mean this, was having my chat with the Lyft drivers and finding out all about their worlds. They're really, really good people. And Lyft lets you tip within the app. That makes for happier drivers as well. Because they let you do that, that means they're getting better quality drivers. 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating from the passenger. It's just a better all-round experience. Lyft isn't the biggest ride-sharing app, but it is the highest rated, and it's also the fastest growing one. This is quality over quantity. Thanks to Lyft. Avoid drunk driving. Get involved in it right now. Lyft has an amazing offer just for our listeners. 3 free rides. That's up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. Boom, bam. 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Just remember our promo code TMOS. A lot of our listeners took advantage of that when they were in D.C.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for today, Monday, November 20, 2016. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
If I say the name to you, Gaetan Matarazzo, does that mean anything to you?
Gaetan?
Gaten, G-A-T-E-N, Gaten Matarazzo.
Gaten.
You know who he is, Oscar.
Who?
He played the toothless kid in Stranger Things.
Oh, that kid.
Yeah, yeah, I love that all kid. Gums. I love him, love him, love him.
And he has actually, of all the kids in the Stranger Things cast, the first one to pick up a big ad campaign.
Oh, really?
He's now a spokesman for Old Navy, and they have just posted this ad of him singing and rapping, and actually, it's pretty catchy.
Scratch off the card, scratch it off, any scratcher could be winning. 100K has head spinning, look at all the prizes dancing. Scratch it off, a little more, win crazy good prizes in Old Navy stores. Fandango, Tiny Prince of Coca-Cola, Chipotle's chips and guacamole. I don't want
auto-tune
any giveaway. Today, win 100K.
Every this is great.
100K.
Genius.
Every day, do Black Friday.
See, he's got like a medical condition that means he doesn't have teeth, right?
Right, but like I thought the first one, I thought they'd get 11 to do waffles.
Yeah, can't that kid sing, though, in real life?
Yeah, he can. He was actually in one of the casts of Les Mis.
Yeah, he has a good
theater background. But he is, as you know, it's the thing, and we talked about it when Stranger Things was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the secrets to that show is that all the kids were appealing. They didn't seem like showbiz kids.
Absolutely.
So I like to see this kid scoring a deal. I hope he's making a lot of money.
That's why it's successful, because you feel for them. You root for them. When you root for the characters, everything is good. Everything is a positive.
But he's got to lose the name Gaten. I don't know. Gaten Matarazzo, that's too tough. How about Bob Smith? That's nice.
Gaten Matarazzo.
So Kanye made an ass of himself over the weekend. He went on stage in Sacramento, which is a wonderful town.
If this isn't the most contrived, complete, manufactured, I'm going to cause controversy thing. Look, people, just don't buy it anymore. This is a giant con.
I bought it.
Come on.
I think he's completely melting down.
He went on and he did apparently three songs and then a 10-minute rant where he said that the VMAs were fixed. He talked about politics and then he dropped the mic and left. That's all well and good, but what you need to hear is not Kanye's rant, but Snoop Dogg watching Kanye's rant and reacting to it. Snoop has really got it together.
This is crazy. He picked the wrong night to vent like that. Them Sacramento ain't feeling that. You should have had a bunch of weird motherfuckers like you in there when you was talking that weird. That's just my thought. I smoke weed. Weed don't make you do that. What the is he on?
So, that said, Snoop, I don't think you'd ever see Snoop rave out like that.
And Saturday Night Live had Pete Davidson on to comment on that. Mm-hmm. And they said the only time we should ever hear from Kanye again is under a sick beat.
Over sick beats, exactly. And Pete Davidson, he came out and I thought, you know what? He's very funny, but he looks like a sophomore from Julia's school. He is the youngest looking kid I've ever seen.
He really is. Pete Davidson is one of the most childlike people I've ever seen.
Did you see any of Saturday Night Live this weekend, Mike?
I don't watch it anymore.
It was Kristen Wiig was the host, and she kind of has the Johnny Carson thing, is that we were all sick of her when she was on, because she was in every sketch, but they did one sketch about a pet adoption, cats.
She's still funny when it comes to sketch comedy. She's hysterical.
You got to get on CISO and watch the cat adoption segment. Carrie and I had tears in our eyes. It was so great.
Okay, great.
Okay, do you know where Green Acre, Florida is?
No, there are a lot of towns. It's a big, long state. Looks kind of like a penis.
Well, bad news, Mike. At Green Acres, Florida, there is a 6-foot-tall, 15-foot-wide sign in front of Hoffman Chocolates. And it said joy, and they put it up for the holidays, and it was stolen, and no one knows who has the joy sign. Here's the president of Hoffman Chocolates.
We can't believe it. Our gift to the community, and for somebody to come in and do something is, you know, pretty unfortunate. We just really were in disbelief. We couldn't believe somebody would do that.
Don't take their joy sign. Don't
steal their
joy. Can
someone tell me where the joy sign is, please? Someone took the joy sign, and now what are we going to do? The whole holiday is ruined as far as I'm concerned.
You can put your chocolates right away, mister.
That's right.
We don't want it.
Supposed to make the bonbons if the joy sign's not in the front.
And let us close with this. Our friend Cappy Pfeiffer sent this. It's been a while since we've had a really great kid laughing tape.
Okay.
This is, I'd say, about a 2.5-year-old kid. First time on a horse. It's a kid on a pony, and the kid is having the time of his life.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, Now, the cool thing is, keep playing it, because it's coming up right here. Here it comes. All right, wait a minute. All right, now they get. Now the father gives him a little, like, rifle.
Right.
Like an automatic rifle. And he's and now he shoots. Now he shoots the he shoots the deer right there.
Oh!
There he is. Listen up. The deer falls. The deer falls. Hold on. There, say that.
That is your magic audio vault. Happy kids on a horse. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Woo! I just kidding. Kid didn't shoot anything. Sorry. Thanks for joining us for another episode.
Wait, that was a joke?
Of the Mike O'Mara Show. A bit of a dark place today. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32, 101, Washington, D.C., 20007. To send in a letter or birthday request, Florida Blue Cross. To send in a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks to you for your continued dedicated support, and please share your love for TMOS all over the world. And don't forget, tickets to our live show in New Orleans, Louisiana, next year.
Woo!
Actually, yeah, next year. That's right.
50 weeks
on
from
sale
now.
Right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Hi. I'm Name Barry. I'm going to shoot the joint up. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.